Okay. On the motion to record Roberts as abstaining on approval of the January 19th minutes. Sam Agarwal.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Joseph Davis.
Yes.
Brian Edwards Teekert.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin. No. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman.
Yes.
Okay, 6-4, 1 against, 2 abstentions.
Motion carries. The minutes have passed without objection. Serene Roberts will be recorded in the minutes from this meeting as abstaining on that vote. We're on to the minutes of December 14th, 2015. I put this on our agenda. I wanted to correct a scrivener's error. Paul, do you have those minutes handy?
Okay, hold on a second. Let me reach in here. This is
what was that
December
date
14th.
Again? Excuse me.
December 14th.
December 14th.
2014.
2015. Excuse me.
2015.
Okay, that'll be easier. Okay. Let me grab that. One second. Okay, the minutes of... Okay, I've got it up.
Okay. The second page of the document,
yeah,
under PRA budget.
Yeah.
The line that says... It is the fourth amendment, fourth paragraph that starts amendment.
Yeah.
If you follow me, it's... Amendment Adriana Kasanov to add if the unit does not comply with the proviso, the executive and director and CFO will make the cuts. Passed 45-4.
Okay. Okay, let me give me another second and I will bring up the vote that I have for that. It was a very populated meeting. Okay, and this is for the 14th, and, okay, to add of the unit. All right, getting into it here, let's see. And if the unit, that was 4-4, 2 against, 2 abstentions. Okay.
Is there any objection to changing the number 45 for the number 4?
I'm sorry, what's the correct count?
4 in favor.
And how many against?
4 in favor, 2 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay, thanks.
Hearing no objection, that amendment is now retroactively made to the minutes. And then also on these minutes, the very last page, R. Paul, this is regarding the KPFK budget. The minutes record a vote on the amendment, but they do not record... Sorry. I may have just... maybe the sequence is wrong in the minutes. I read these minutes in a hurry, trying to jog my memory about where we were at with the budgets. I saw the amendment failing, but no vote after the amendment failed. But it looks like you have a vote recorded on the preceding page.
Oh, yes.
Do you follow me, Paul?
All right. The very last amendment on the very last page has a determination. It fails.
Uh-huh.
The one, the amendment, a motion above that has a determination. A motion above that does, that's all the KPFK stuff.
Okay, so the motion passed without amendment.
Let's see. I have an extension that passed. Oh, NFC recommends approval, yada yada. And it passed 6-4, 2 against, and the amendment had the amendment failed. The amendment failed.
Okay.
So the main motion, as presented, passed 6-4, 2 against.
Thank you for clarifying that. I was reading it too fast, and because I didn't see a vote after the amendment failing, I thought it hadn't recorded our final vote. But I don't need to change anything in those minutes, now that I understand how to read them. So thank you. And we're done with minutes. We're on to the CFO report. Sam, you've got 20 minutes. Hopefully that'll include some time for questions.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, actually. I will be brief in my comments, so I will leave some time for the questions. So first thing that I would like to mention to this committee is about this week is very important for the payroll, and because that is due on 2/15. But the 2/15 is Monday, the President's Day, so actually we will be cutting the checks on, say, 2/12. That will be the Friday before that. And my concern is about the cash flow. What I'm noticing for the last month or so, that a couple of stations are regularly having problems in meeting our deadlines. And in this particular occasion, I am kind of very concerned that, say, probably PFW will not be able to meet the deadline. That is, we have extended the deadline for them, and they were supposed to make the wire transfer, but I'm not getting any word so far. The other station that has been generally in question is the BAI, and they have also not been regular in our meeting our deadlines. But fortunately, this afternoon, we got a payment from them. So let me quickly explain. Since I joined, I have prepared a very detailed plan where we communicate to the stations that, see, these are the deadlines when they have to submit their timesheets, and the payments should be due to us either through checks or the wire transfers, because we have certain deadlines to meet in turn to make the wire transfer payment to the payroll processing company. So if we don't get the money in time, then we cannot wire transfer. So we are stuck. And the other thing is that, say, generally I don't want to follow this practice that we borrow the money from other stations, because it should be pretty normal and pretty standard for the stations to understand the cash flow requirements, and they should be prepared for that. Now, granted that stations are going through cash flow crunch, and say times are not so good, but definitely that requires a lot of communication and a lot of understanding. Unfortunately, the communication part is also missing from two stations. And the reason why I want to bring this issue, because I just want to make the local station board members also aware, be aware of this this concern, so that, say, they can also talk to the station managers and make sure that, say, this part is very, very critical. If we know exactly what is happening, then at least we can react, or we can say we can make some adjustments, because I cannot let the payroll fail for the whole organization. Now, if we by accident, if we let go of the payroll for the whole organization and if some stations don't pay, then we are stuck in a very bad situation. I have been, say, in one case, there was an instance that, say, we were short of $90,000, and we had to borrow the money from the bank for a little while to clear the payroll. We don't have a line of credit, so that was an extraordinary, say, accommodation that the bank had made for that particular payroll. Otherwise, the whole payroll would have failed. So I just want to make this clear that, say, we do our level best to accommodate the stations and to kind of communicate the deadlines, but if the stations are not responding or if they are not communicating about the cash flow, then it becomes a very, very difficult task. The other thing is that, say, the other stations should not really compensate for this lack of funding on the part of one station or two stations, because they also have to, tighten their belts, and they also have to cut corners at so many places. So it will be very unfair to ask them to contribute to some other things or some other events where they are not really responsible. So having said that, my immediate concern is PFW, where I'm suspecting that probably we may have to pull out the payroll tomorrow. And then if it doesn't happen, then we will have to process the payroll somewhere in the week of 2/15. That will be very unfortunate and for the employees, but that is what, say, the present situation is. So that is my point number one. The second point I would like to say is that the Pacifica National Board has already passed a resolution that the CFO should be on all accounts, on all bank accounts, and it is becoming very, very necessary because right now I don't have the visibility and the transparency is not there where I can say for sure how the funds are being managed, whether the accounting is proper or not, and whether any timely action is required. There are many objections or many kind of deficiencies that have been pointed out by the auditors, and so we have to make sure that, say, there's a proper procedure to account for the bank transactions. So I will be pushing this issue a little bit harder if I meet any resistance, because this is very important for good accounting and for good internal control. So these two things, these are very timely, so I wanted to bring to the attention of the Finance Committee, and then I can take any questions from there.
Tony.
Okay, I've got Tony. I've got Lydia. Who else would like to be on stack?
Our Paul.
Adriana. Who else? Adriana, who else?
Fred.
Fred, okay. And Sam, before we get into the weeds, are you asking for any board action, or is this simply an informational item?
At this time, I'm not asking for board action, but I wanted to make another point also that the board action probably may be required to meet some of the cash flow concerns. Because although this is an audit committee related issue, but there may be some overlap. And I plan to discuss that a little bit later when I will be meeting with the auditors, and then I will have a kind of a full view of this scope of things. So at this time, I'm not asking for any board action.
Okay. Tony, go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick follow-up in terms of, you said the station's not communicating. What did you mean by that? You're not, the general manager, the business manager, not getting back with you in a timely manner? What do you mean they're not communicating? I don't understand what you mean by that.
Yeah, that is exactly right. We have been sending reminders, and we have been making phone calls and even texting, but we are not hearing back. We are not getting responses. Sometimes we get very random, like, say, after two or three reminders, we will get one response back. Sometimes we don't. Like in the PFW case, I have not heard. I have sent three or four reminders. I have not heard any so far.
Nancy to the staff.
Yeah.
Okay, Lydia, you're next.
Yes, okay. So I spoke to Jerry today, but this is an example of why it's necessary. Well, it's also pretty standard for the CFO to be on all the accounts. And for starters, and then at some point what the motion was at the PMB was to consolidate them. So, for example, if they're at one bank, it's far more cost-effective and easier to transfer money. So when I spoke to Jerry today, the money's there, and he didn't have the person. It was past the East Coast banking hours to transfer the money today, but had Sam already been on the account, he could have done it earlier. He could have seen that the money was there, transferred the payroll. Of course, legally, as a foundation, we're obligated to make that payroll regardless of which station it comes from. That's how the law will look at it. But but I think that that's like an urgent need is that everybody's in fund drive, so it is harder to get a hold of people. But nevertheless, once the CFO is on all of the accounts, then the email and the phone messages will be, as soon as I see the amount that we need for your payroll, I'm pulling it. You know, that's just what it's going to be. If you don't get back to me and tell me, oh, no, don't do that because I've got, you know, $300 for the phone company or something like that. So, you know, eventually and hopefully immediately, then the managers and business managers will get back to Sam in a more prompt fashion. Thank you.
Yeah,
and just to clarify, you already have the resolution you need to get on the bank accounts, right, Sam?
I do have the resolution, actually, but I'm just hoping that it goes through smoothly. Because, say, to expand on Lydia's point, this is the argument that I have heard from Jerry actually many, many times, that, say, there's not, a person available. But that is where the problem lies because, say, how many times can we repeat the same reason? This has been happening for more than a month or so. It's very unfortunate that I'm raising this issue actually in a kind of an open air atmosphere, but this needs to be addressed at some point in time.
Okay, Harpal.
Okay, I'm glad to hear the CFO making some of these points. It's good that we have somebody who wants to actually get in there and deal with some of the culture of Pacifica and money. I will, however, say that, yeah, if we blow payroll for one place, it's going to cost all of Pacifica money anyway, because if you mess up payroll and somebody does something about it, which has been done at more than one station in the past, you know, that station, if it can't make payroll, probably can't do the other things that will be required of it right then and there either, so Pacifica will have to pick it up either way. Also, I know that at least WBAI is beyond a skeleton crew, and I don't know what could be cut at WBAI at this point in time. Right now, BAI needs to get more revenue. Cutting would be absolutely impossible without basically going off the air or something similar. So, and other stations have also had cuts, and there are varying amounts of this kind of thing. So I'm glad to see the CFO wanting to actually be able to see all the accounts, because that would be good. However, there is also the fact that Pacifica, with its cash flow problems, has to be careful not to think that somehow the financial problem of one station isn't all automatically affecting all of Pacifica. I'm done.
Adriana.
Jack.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I really want to congratulate our CFO, Sam, for the measures and for the really active attitude that he's taking. Obviously, I have some motions from the PMB. We need to go deeper on this. And it's very, very important that somebody goes straight to transparency, to legal issues, and to take care of the problems that our auditors were pointing at us during so long. And I think that we can go the PMB, we'll be up to the PMB. And I have some motions there ready for go deeper and make our foundation manageable, because we need to remember that basically the stations are just are not entities by themselves. It means that the Pacifica Foundation, as is responsible for the payroll, basically is responsible. I mean, we cannot have units taking debt in the name of the foundation and making the foundation pay for. I think that it's the first time that I see our CFO start taking the measures that should. And I hope that you will keep coming to the PMB asking for any other measures that you think that will be needed. I really appreciate you taking this route, Reed. Thank you. That's it.
Okay, I've got Fred Blair. I added Nancy to the stack after him, Barbara after her. We have 4 minutes remaining on this item. Go ahead, Fred.
I'm going to pass.
Nancy, you're up. Nancy, are you there? Okay, Barbara, you're up.
Well, I have a question and a comment. My question is to Lydia, just a quick thing. Could you clarify who's Jerry?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's the general manager at WPFW. And
I see, okay. And my comment is about reference to what I consider a really large topic. When you're talking about money problems and you start talking about consolidating and having us all in one bank or one account, that's a really ridiculous possible solution to mention, because there would be a lot of discussion and dissension about that topic.
Oh, did you want me to respond? Because that motion was, I'm sorry if your directors haven't passed it on, but the motion was passed last month by the PNB.
Well, and the illustrious PNB, yes.
And if I can clarify on this issue, actually, because I think there's some confusion there.
Please, go ahead, Sam.
Okay. Yeah. With the consolidation, we don't mean the merging of the accounts. The stations will still retain their own individual bank account, but that will be under one umbrella. So if Bank of America is the primary bank, which the national office has, and which, say, some other stations also have, there would be a separate bank account for each respective station. They will have their own authority for the check writing and everything, and complete control. The CFO only has the right to view the account and to make transfers with the approval of the station manager when needed. So this this consolidation actually is not really the merging of the accounts, and the transactions will be accounted or recorded separately by the stations. So this is a very different arrangement than what we call a mingling of the funds or kind of joint accounts.
Can I comment? Please.
No, there is a stack, and we're not going to do colloquy. We have 2 minutes left. Barbara, I can put you back on at the bottom
Thank
if
you
like.
Please.
Nancy, sorry, I was muted.
So, Fred, you had passed. Do you want your second bite at the apple?
No.
Brian, did you hear Nancy?
Yes, I did. Nancy, you're next.
Okay. Lydia had answered my question that I was going to have. Thanks.
Okay, go ahead, Barbara.
I took a bite of salad in the meantime. I'm glad to hear your statement, Sam, about not making one bank account for all of us. But really, there are political reasons, or politically correct reasons, that people have for the choice of banks that are used. That's all.
If I can quickly comment on that, the reason why actually I find that the consolidation to be very important is because there's a lot of efficiency to be gained. Right now, I'm seeing that there's so much bank charges that we are paying just to make the internal transfers. Mm-hmm. If the money comes from New York to national office here, why do we have to pay $100, $200 charge? I can go on and on in terms of the efficiencies that, say, we can gain with this consolidation, apart from the prevention of the fraud. Because right now, one of the major concerns that has been raised by the auditors is that we don't have any clear accountability what donations are being recorded in which bank account. Because there are multiple bank accounts at one station, and because the MEMSIS system is not reconciled to the bank account, we don't have any, assurance that all the donations have been accounted. It is very easy for anybody to open a bank account and deposit the money. I'm not accusing anybody, but I'm just throwing in the possibility that it's quite easy for anybody to open an account and deposit the donation in that separate account, and that not be accounted in the Pacifica books. That is, say, a concern that has been raised by the auditors, and we definitely have to prevent that from happening. So there are many, many issues, behind consolidation.
Okay, we are at time on this item. We are on to budget review and approval.
Extend for 2 minutes, Nancy.
Sure. That's a motion to extend by 2 minutes. Is there any objection to extending by 2 minutes?
Question.
What's your question, Paul?
Well, since can non-members who can't vote make motions?
Topics. That is a good point. Serene, you're moving how long?
I moved to add the 2 minutes.
Sorry, I had recognized Serene. What's your motion, Serene? Okay, the motion is 2 minutes from Serene Roberts. Thank you for that, Arpal. Is there any objection to a 2 minute extension? Hearing none, we're extended till 27 past. Who wants to be on stack?
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I just had a question about home zero. I'm sorry. I guess restricted funds. How, you know, if there's if those are restricted and they're in a bank account, is this included in those, in this all of the bank accounts that the CFO should be on?
Proposal.
I think they was on, well, anyway, just ask a question. That's it.
Yeah, so restricted account actually is an accounting term. It can be in the same bank account, or we can have separate bank accounts, but definitely we have to earmark those funds, and they cannot be utilized for the general operating purpose or reason. It is definitely more efficient to keep a separate bank account for the restricted funds, just to kind of keep a clarity for that, and just to kind of have it a more restricted use.
Could they be like viewable but not transferable by anyone?
That is right. They can be viewable, and they will not be transferable except for stated reasons.
Sorry.
Who just asked for the floor?
Lydia.
Okay, Lydia. We've got less than a minute left. Go ahead.
Okay. So, we have, obviously there are occasions when money has been borrowed from restricted funds hopefully with the permission of the donor, but regardless has to be replaced by the end of fiscal. So, you know, there are rules that govern it, and in fact that's an additional reason to have the CFO on the account, is to make sure that the rules that govern restricted funds are adhered to.
Okay, we're at time on our extension.
Thank you.
We are on to the WPFW budget. Nancy was good enough to resend a copy of the most common current version shortly before this meeting. Hopefully you all have it in front of you. And I understand we also have WPFW's manager, Jerry Paris, on the call as well. Is that correct?
Yes, and the business manager.
Yes, I'm on. Our business manager just dropped off. I just texted him to join back in. He'll be calling him shortly.
I guess I'm behind the times. Congratulations, you have a business manager. Who is it?
Yes, his name is Bud Harrison. I hope to introduce him shortly.
Great.
Bud has established communications with both Sam and Efren. One of the issues that we are trying to resolve is to make him the point of contact. We appear to have some intra-communications issues where we have communicated with certain people and the communications didn't make the round robin, if you will. Bud will be that point of contact for WPFW, operating directly with me. And he's established a good rapport with Sam, so we seek to resolve the communications issues that we've had in the past. He's just joined on, I guess, Bud has been on with us for just a little over 2 weeks now, but he came out of the gate running, so he's picked up good momentum.
Okay. Was that Bud who just joined the call?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Bud, I just introduced you. You might want to introduce yourself, sir.
Good afternoon, or good... Well, yeah, it's afternoon somewhere. Bud Harrison took over as business manager a couple weeks ago at WPFW. I introduced myself to Sam a few weeks ago and just trying to get my feet under me right now. Nice to meet y'all.
Bud, have you done any work on this budget, or does that work precede your tenure?
I did make some final adjustments on the budget today, working with the local finance committee last night and with Nancy this afternoon. The numbers reflected are predominantly somebody else's work. The only thing I really did was I made a couple of changes with regard to fundraising cash flow to more accurately reflect the distribution income across the year. There was a capital item in there for transmission line at $23,000. That's going to be financed through the vendor, so I took the expenditure out as a one-time cash payment, and I put the monthly payment later on in the year beginning in May. Even if it was $23,000, it should have been capitalized. The other thing I did is I took the depreciation expense out. Depreciation isn't a cash expense, so it doesn't need to be reflected in a cash expenditure. Those are really the only changes I made other than redistributing some of the income.
And some of the expenses?
Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate your diligence. So one thing that
we had the mandate of making the cash flow balance not negative, and that's why the listener support, which is still the same, it's just was moved from like the months that we would be using it more than the months that it comes in, and then we moved. The rent, we did move the rent. We had rent like a double payment in 1 month and the previous month zero. And so because there was more cash available in the next month. So we did that a couple of times. And so we now have a budget that has all income positive for every single month, which I think was the last thing that we needed to address to get the budget to be approved. Everything else is the same. Well, the expenses are reduced because, the other expense that was reduced was premiums because we're not using them this year. And so we just took that out. And we took out the, as Bud said, the $23,000 for the transmission line because it's going to be paid for by a loan starting approximately in April. And that left us with a positive income of 86
Okay, your net income is $86,761 on the budget tab.
That's what I said, yes. So that's gone up because of the transmission line and the premium removal from the budget. The last budget showed we had a $25,000 surplus.
So just, I want to be clear, there's a capital expense that you're getting a loan for. Is it in the capital section of the budget or not?
No, it's not.
So, okay.
Should it be?
What's that?
Should it be?
How much is the expense, did you say?
What, $23,000?
I mean, it should be in your cash flow as money out, and the loan should show money coming in. And then it should be carried over to the cash and capital section of your budget. You can't... I mean, here's the thing. You can either budget for... You can't not budget for either depreciation or capital expenses.
Okay.
You follow me?
Okay.
Well, it depends on what you're trying to reconcile there. If you're reconciling cash flow, then what I did is I took and I reflected the payment in the cash flow, because that's when the payment is going to happen. Okay? Because if you're looking at cash flow, then you're not going to reflect the capital expenditure in there, because that's not a cash expenditure at that point. That would be reflected as a long-term liability. But if you're using your budget to reflect cash flow, which is what I was told you that you wanted to do, then if you look at beginning in May, the payment shows up for that capital expenditure. That's when the payment on that period begins. The loan term is 5 years at 1%. So I took 5%. I took 5% the principal amount, amortized it over, divided over 5 years, and that's how I came up with a payment amount. And that's reflected going forward beginning in May.
So can you point us at the lines where the payments are at? What line number?
Nancy, you might have
142.
Is this on the cash flow forecast tab?
Let's see. Sorry, it's the repair, line 100 is the repairs. That's where the 2300 was. For December.
So you're talking about the budget tab, correct?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. The budget tab, yes.
Okay. So repairs, maintenance, general, your budget amount is $7,212.
And that had been about 23, you know, it had been like 22,000 drawn. The 23,000 was removed, and the extra 402 starting in April was added.
Oy, okay. So, and does your cash flow forecast show the money coming in from the loan? Bud?
It wouldn't be shown in a cash flow because it's not a cash receipt. We receive the value of the asset.
Oh, so you're getting the thing like on the installment plan.
Exactly. Yeah, we're not actually taking a loan from a bank. But the vendor is financing the materials and installation, and that's what's being reflected as the monthly expenditure now, as opposed to the $23,000 lump sum payment.
I got it. I was confused. Thank you for that.
Yeah, my mistake, because I didn't realize that we had obscured that. I shouldn't say obscured, but I didn't realize that we had kind of skipped over it and didn't make it clear.
Okay. Sam, is that the right way to do this under FASB? Are they going to record an expense each month when the payment comes due? Or is the full amount going to be recorded when they get the piece of equipment?
Actually, it depends upon the capital lease. If it's a capital lease, then definitely it has to be recorded at the full value of the asset. And then the corresponding liability has to be recorded. And... then amortization of that lease will happen, every month.
Right, so, but it's not a capital lease, it's a purchase.
It's a purchase, but if it meets the capital lease terms, like, say, that there are four criteria, if it meets the four criteria, then it has to be capitalized on the books in that case. So if at least 90% of the asset value is being financed, then it is a capital lease.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah, but the value is capitalized. the expenditure is not shown as a cash expenditure on a cash flow budget.
Yeah, so the monthly amortizations actually will show up in the cash expense account.
That's what I reflected in that cash budget, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, where are you?
Okay, well,
yeah, so we're good?
Operationally, it's going to net out either way. The other thing that we've been doing with these budgets, Bud, and you're totally right about depreciation not being a cash expense, but it gets recorded every month in our financial statements, and so that our actuals can match up to our budget, we keep depreciation in the budget, the full amount that's on your schedule, and then we just want you to net it out in the capital line of the budget. So if your depreciation is $3,500, put negative $3,500 on the capital expenditure lines right before incomes the bottom line. Does
okay.
that make sense?
I didn't touch the other half of the transaction. I was working off what, and Nancy had said the directive was that every month had to show a positive. It could not end in a negative. So okay.
So we also thought we had to do something with depreciation. So right. I guess. Okay, so that, Bud, you know what to do there? Ben,
we'll it's totally minor. We will get that into the motion you don't have to go through another round of this. Anyone else? I'll take a stack now for taking questions about WPFW's budget.
Adriana?
I've got Adriana. Who else? Okay, go ahead, Adriana.
I'm sorry that I'm driving and I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but according to the income statement for the first 3 months of the FY 2016 that we received from Sam, I see that the income from WPFW is $28,000 short of what is, in your budget. How are you compensating for that? Thank you.
Anybody from PFW?
Well, we have we have a $92,000 surplus. We can probably make the first 3 months more closer to the actuals, and I think that would work. We could do that.
I would like to be on the stack.
Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, so that was a very important question that was raised by Adriana. Budget should be a little bit more live document rather than kind of a static document because it should reflect the real-time conditions. Like Adriana pointed out, that's a 28,000, it was short. And the other thing is that's it because PFW has not been able to make the payment for the central services or even the healthcare dues. So I really am not sure how they are managing their cash at this time. It's a very unfortunate statement for me to make, but it's very important in connection with the budget. The budget has to be realistic, and that is what I would like to kind of press very hard on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sam, have you had time to assess this budget?
No. I have not received the budget, actually.
Are you not getting emails through the National Finance Committee group?
Yeah, I'm not getting the emails.
Paul? Go ahead.
Yeah. I have sent you an invitation and an email from me asking you to accept the invitation. You haven't yet. Would you please do that? That'll put you on.
Paul, is there a way that you can resend the invitation
yes.
so it's not buried in
the
inbox?
I will resend the invitation as soon as I shut up here, which is
okay.
Now.
Sam, it's from a Yahoo group. That's what we use to send
okay.
email.
Okay. So, Paul, if you don't mind, if you can send that invitation again to me, I can reply back.
Okay.
I have to join first.
You know, yeah. I need to make sure that I have the right email address, I suppose. If somebody who has the email address would send it to the NFC right now, I will take that. I think I've got it, but, you know, let's make sure.
We'll do that in 1 second.
Or the CFO could email me directly, rpm@glib.com. I don't worry about my email address going out to the world.
Paul, I'm mailing you his address right now.
Okay, I'll use that.
So you now have that. And Sam, I'm sending you a copy of the proposed WPFW budget right now, so you'll have that.
Yeah, that is an important topic. Actually, I want to take this issue in a little bit more detail because it is important that, say, budgets become a little bit more live document rather than something that's just kind of a formal piece of paper.
Right. That's kind of what we're aiming at. Bud has been describing a format called pro forma, in which it would represent the actuals for the months that have already passed and the coming up months. And I've been wondering if we should update this budget, you know, to reflect the actuals, but I don't know if I asked that of the committee or previously or what, but anyway, or maybe I think I asked it of Efren and Markeisha, but I didn't ever get a clear answer on that. So I just proceeded. We just proceeded.
Okay. So folks, we have exceeded our adjournment time. I would like to propose that we continue.
We didn't have a lot of items on the 10:40. I thought we were going to 10:40.
Oh. I put contradictory times on our agenda. 6:40 Pacific, 10:40 Eastern. We don't have enough time zones for that.
No.
All right. I'll go with the more generous version. So we're still in session. We are at time on the 15-minute limit on WPFW's budget. I'd like to propose a 15-minute extension. Is there any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, we're extended till the top of the hour. So it seems to me that we could do
point of information.
What's your question, Adriana?
Yes, I received my agenda, say 8:40 p.m. Central Time. I have we are in Fun Drive, and I need to pitch in my station, and that's why I was thinking that will be fine if 8:40 Central Time was the adjournment time.
So to be clear, it's my screw up because I put two contradictory times on the agenda.
Okay.
Would you like to propose resolving that with a new adjournment time?
Yes, yes.
What would meet your constraints, Adriana?
Because I hope that we can adjourn and we can resume this in our next meeting because, like I said, I mean, some of us...
Adriana, what adjournment time would work for you?
In 10 minutes.
Okay. That would be 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern?
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone object to setting an adjournment time of 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern? Hearing none, that's now our adjournment time. Does anyone object?
I was trying to unmute. So the next meeting will be a continuation?
We haven't set the next meeting's time yet. That's coming up on our agenda.
Right, but my question about the adjournment... It's not so much when it will be, but will it be an adjourned meeting?
That depends on what the body votes on. We haven't gotten there yet. So is there any objection to continuing discussion on the WPFW budget for the 11 minutes we have left? Okay. Adriana, Oh, no, I called on you on Stack already. So it seems to me we can do one of two things, and really the question is what is most useful to those of you who have to manage the foundation's finances? I think we could push the budget forward as it is, and then there is a benchmark so that you all can put it into Great Plains. And when you generate financial statements, they will tell WPFW how short of budget it is or how far ahead of budget it is each month. Or we could reserve passage and you could keep redrafting it each month based on the present circumstances. The question is really, I guess, to Sam and to management at WPFW. I agree with everything Sam said about the budget needing to be a living document, something that needs to be revisited. But we need to, you know, we have to balance that against needing some clarity on what the plan is to benchmark against. What would you prefer that we do? How would you prefer
Nancy?
We proceed, Sam?
Yeah, so in my, what I would suggest is that I'd say the budgets should be loaded once every year in the Great Plains. So that's when we publish the actual statements, they should also show the variance between the budget and the actuals. But again, because that will be a static document, so we have to prepare a more, kind of a statement, which will show the pro forma or the projected numbers. That may be comparable to the point in time as compared to kind of comparing it with something that is not happening. Because we are talking about PFW in particular, actually, I have my concerns, what they have been able to achieve in the last 3 or 4 months because the cash flow issues are very serious right now. So we definitely have to look into the budgets, whether they have to be substantially modified for the last 3 months or so, and they have to be redone. And that is the reason why I'm kind of raising this issue.
Chair?
Who's that, please?
This is Bud.
Yes, Bud.
If I could address Sam, You are repeating the exact same thing I said to the local board last night. If you have an updated version of the spreadsheet that reflects the spending in the first 3 months, I would appreciate it. I am literally rebuilding that from checks. I have no financial information. I do not have access to Great Plains. So I am going back and manually rebuilding the first 5 months of the year to try and accurately reflect that for the board. I do not have those records. If you have them, if you could send them to me, I'd appreciate it. And it would save me a great amount of time because, as you know, I'm still limited to 10 hours a week on this, which is, you know, I'm not going to cry about that because that's been greatly exceeded because I'm trying to help turn a radio station around.
Yeah,
but yes, I agree with you, and that's exactly.
But we have actuals for the first quarter of the fiscal year. That's through December. I'm going to resend a copy to Nancy.
We're checking to see how what we have matches that because there was.
If I can comment on this, actually, Bud. Say we have been sending out these statements to every station, so you should not have to recreate the past transactions or past statements at all. That will be just a waste of time. So please let me know, and we will resend the statements to you.
But Sam, this is what I said to you in the email. They're not getting to. I've not received any notices about payments for central services, health care, anything. They're not getting to me. And if I'm going to put a contact financially at the station, I need that information.
Yeah, we will make sure because we have been copying, but if we have left out on some emails, then we will make sure that, say, you are, and that is the reason why this weekend I had written, I was kind of very surprised that, say, who is the contact person there. So that's the reason why I kind of brought everybody in the loop.
Why were you surprised? I had introduced myself a month ago.
we have been...
Folks, you got to take this conversation off the stream. You can exchange phone numbers and emails outside of the meeting. We have to get to a resolution on what we're going to do with this budget today. Nancy, did you want to speak to that? You had asked for SAC.
I think the information in Great Plains, I think, would like to be able to verify that against what we know and what we're getting for the first quarter data. Bud said, all we have is the transactions. And, we don't know how that gets translated into the first quarter report. You know, we need something in between that.
Adriana, for the start.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, I move that we send the WPSW budget back, and will be presented in the next National Finance Committee meeting with the revised numbers.
So it's not, Adriana, it's not clear to me what we're asking them to revise if we do that without any specificity.
Did you have something in mind? Yes. I mean, in that budget, they know already the numbers, the real number for the first quarter. We can start revising those numbers at least, and then we will see where we are heading. Then we'll be more realistic budget when we discuss it. We have already the first quarter, we saw the information there.
Okay, a discussion on the motion, which is to kick the budget back to WPFW.
Can I read it to make sure we got this right?
Go ahead, Arpal.
The motion is to send the WPFW budget back and consider it at the next NFC meeting with revised numbers. I guess we should make that the FY16 budget. Okay, that's it.
Discussion. Well, I guess I'm going to jump into discussion then. I'm a little... There is something I'm nervous about, more than a little nervous about, which is that we're 4 months into the fiscal year without budgets in place. And a budget is a tool for managing finances. And right now we're getting statements on how we're performing without anything on how to benchmark them against, on what to benchmark them against. So the budget from WPFW represents a plan. It says here's what we have to raise, and here's what we have to keep spending to if we're going to have a positive balance at the end of the year. And it's useful to WPFW to know if it's on track, off track, or not. It seems to me at this point in the fiscal year that should be the conversation should really be about like rebudgeting, and we're a step behind. I'm also worried that there's a tendency when we start plugging in actual data to just move things around in the fiscal year. Like, oh, we didn't raise it in the first 3 months, we'll raise it in the last 3 months, which is not terribly useful. My inclination is rather than drag this process out further, I think we have a reasonable plan from WPFW based on past performance. I would prefer that we push it on and that we push it on to the PNB and that we start the conversation about why and if WPFW is not living up to that plan. I'm open to hearing a strong counter argument, but we're 6 months into our budgeting process. And I'll prepare, if other people feel that way, I'll prepare a substitute motion to that effect. Anyone else on discussion?
Yeah.
Was that Adriana? Go ahead.
Yes. I mean, we just heard our CFO saying that he didn't even saw this budget. I think that we can, instead of keep changing, we don't have even time to keep discussing this budget. Why? We cannot start with trying to get the right budget with the right numbers, at least what we know. I mean, I'm, you know.
Nancy to this thing.
It's very clear to me that at least we can use those numbers that we know already.
Okay. Go ahead, Nancy.
What you were describing, Brian, I am familiar with from an organization where the budget is there, and you stick the actual next to it. And then if you need to adjust the coming months in the budget, you say, oh, okay, so we're not going to have enough money to do what we thought we were going to have enough money to do, so we got to reduce our expenses in the budget in the coming months. And maybe that's the rebudgeting process. You match it up to the benchmark, like you say, and then if you realize you're short, then you've got to cut somewhere down the road in the months coming. But having the benchmark is...
Sam, do you have a preference one way or the other? I'm asking Sam now. Do you want us to postpone this budget so you can look at it?
Definitely, because I'm quite concerned, with the financial situation, what is prevailing at the PFW. I definitely would like to have more insight. The budget is not looking to be meaningful to me for all apparent reasons. I mean, I have not looked into the budget. But, I don't have any sense of confidence in the numbers at this time.
Okay, we're out of time. The only motion on the floor is Adriana's motion, which is to kick this back to WPFW and take it up at our next meeting. And in the intervening time, Sam will have time to look at it and speak with WPFW as well. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, that's what we'll do on WPFW. Now we should discuss when our next meeting is going to be.
Brian?
Yes.
We just need some specifics on what we need to change. What Sam would like to see in this.
I think you're going to have to talk to Sam after the meeting and after he's had a chance to go through the budget.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
It's the luxury of having a CFO. It's really good to have you here, Sam. Next meeting. How does Tuesday, February 23rd suit the committee? Is there anyone for whom that would be a problem?
It's open on kpftx.org.
All right. I'd like to propose that we meet next on Tuesday, February 23rd, starting at 8:30 Eastern. Got that, R. Paul? Is there any objection?
I got it. Could I also point out, I have, at 9:44, I sent out the CFO's invitation, so you should be getting it from Yahoo Groups a while ago.
Yeah, I responded to that, Paul. Thank you very much.
Excellent. We're done.
Yes.
Okay. No objection to setting our next meeting for February 23rd? Hopefully, by that point, we will have filled all the open seats on the committee. We can set a calendar for the full year. But let's plan on discussing WPFW's budget on that date, and we need to bring resolution to WBAI's budget as well. So, R. Paul, hopefully you, Sam, and Bertold can talk before that next meeting. Our next meeting's set, and we are out of time. Unless there's a motion to extend, we will adjourn. All right, we're now adjourned. Thank you for your work, everybody. Talk to you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for chairing.
Good night.